Well, come on down to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where producer Raymond and Odie Coyote got the power. We'll spin the tunes that'll make you dance all night. Serving up some country hits, oh, it's a real delight. Grab your drink, join the crowd, let the good times roll. Classic honky tonk to the songs. Producer Raven's on the beats making the speakers boom. And Odie Coyote's on the mic singing like there's no tomorrow. Raise a glass, let's toast to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where the party never stops, it's a real country power. So put on your boots, let's two-step through the night. At the Bar Talk Happy Hour, we're gonna do it right.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote. Welcome to a cold and miserable day. I hope, though, first of all, if you have been affected by that big ice storm and snowstorm affecting like 110, 120 million people across the United States, I really do hope that you guys get the power back on. I hope that you're okay. I pray that you are safe. And just know we are all keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. All right. Well, big, big show. This should warm your hearts up a little bit here. But a popular kid snack is now going to become a frozen treat. Should make you pretty smile when you find out what it is. This country artist celebrates 50 years now as a Grand Ole Opry member. That's right. We'll talk about who that is. And also, one guest that will not be at the big game on the second week of February, and also will not be at the All-American Halftime Show. Am I saying that right?
There's information about the All-American Halftime Show.
Ah, okay. Let me restate that statement then. So this guest is not going to be at the big game, and we have more information, though, about the All-American Halftime Show presented by Turning Point USA. Stick around for that. James Hollingworth is our big artist of the week. He's got a brand new song out called Based on a True Story. We'll have your good news of the week concerts, but right now, stay tuned, because here are the biggest songs coming up this week on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. There's a song we haven't played in a long time, Jason Boland and the Stragglers. That song came out back in 2021. That was The Light Saw Me. It's right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Well, we got your big news of the week here. You guys are going to be pretty happy with this one. So, I'm going to have Raven's help with saying this name.
Intamins.
Intamins stuns fans with their new frozen dairy dessert collaboration. That's right. Turkey Hill has partnered again with Intamins to launch a new ice cream flavor, Intamins Little Bites Fudge Brownies. Featuring chocolate ice cream with fudge brownie pieces, fans say it tastes great despite being a bit pricey. This is the brand's second collaboration of 2026. Two of them already, and we're not even through 1 month? Wow. Following a cookie-themed flavor released in January, a two-third cup serving has 170 calories, so don't be counting your calories, you know. You've probably already given up on that New Year's resolution anyway. 6 grams of total fat, 28 grams of carbs. Intamins, founded in 1898, is now 127 years old. Dang.
Can you believe it?
They've been doing this a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know who else has been doing stuff for a long time?
Who?
Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, plus Trace Atkins is set to honor the great Ronnie Millsap at the Grand Ole Opry. That is right. Believe it or not, the Grand Ole Opry will honor Ronnie Millsap on February 24th with a special concert celebrating his 50 years as an Opry member. The tribute show will feature performances by Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, Trace Atkins, Mark Wills, and others playing fan favorite songs from Millsap's catalog, while also highlighting his 5-decade influence on country music. Millsap, who debuted at the Opry in 1973 and was inducted in 1976, will attend the event. The show runs from 7 to 9 p.m. local time. That would be central, by the way. With exact performance order to be announced closer to the date. That is so cool. Ronnie freaking Millsap. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that name in a while, but man, as soon as you say that name, so much comes to mind. I'm just...
Oh, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Coyote?
Him and Willie Nelson. I don't want to get into that. I'm just going to say Willie Nelson. And I'm going to leave it there. Y'all can figure out the rest. I ain't got time for that. But anyway, it's going to be great. Ronnie is an absolute legend in the country music space. Where's Dolly Parton, though? I need to see her there for this.
She may be there. She may be not. Maybe we'll find out later. More later.
Well, it'll be cool. Trace Adkins, though, dang. It's hard to get that man to do anything good. I mean, when he shows up, you know it. I mean, he just does. But anyway, all right, guys, there's a whole lot more on the show. I got to talk about this. Our feature topic this week, who is not going to be at the big game, and also special news about the Great American Halftime Show by Turning Point USA. Our feature artist this week is James Hollingsworth with Based on a True Story. We'll have your good news of the week. Concerts has all that coming up. So stick around right here. And right now, we'll get to some more music. How about some Luke Combs with Back in the Saddle right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
You keep it clicked here, and we'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Luke Bryan there with Knockin' Boots here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. We're going to be knocking some other things over today. That's right. We're going to tell you, we're going to spill some tea here. Who is not going to be at the big game? We're going to start with that, and then we have more news about the special Great American Halftime Show. So Turning Point's USA All-American Halftime Show, promoted as a conservative alternative to the Super Bowl halftime performance, is expected to stream on TPUSA's own platforms, including YouTube, along with social media sites, along with X Roomby?
Rumble.
Rumble. Sorry, you misspelled it.
I didn't do that.
Okay. And several conservative... I was like, what is Roomby? I know what Rumble is. I know what Rumble is. Thank you. Conservatives, cable, and streaming outlets such as The Daily Wire, One American News Network. Despite those distribution plans, major details remain unclear just days before the Super Bowl. Yeah, I said it. Sue me. No performers, locations, or format have been publicly confirmed. And the only way to receive updates is by signing up on Turning Point USA's website, which has fueled questions about how finalized the event actually is. And this is really concerning because a big event like this takes a lot of planning, but it's usually done months in advance. And for months, we haven't heard anything. And that's the most frustrating of all. But reactions to the role has been mixed, but increasingly skeptical. Supporters see the show as a cultural counter program, while critics and even some early backers describe the rollout as disorganized and lacking transparency. Former President Donald Trump, though, has confirmed he will not attend the Super Bowl this year, telling the New York Times and the Post that the game is simply too far away. Citing the long cross-country travel, a decision that has prompted unconfirmed speculation about whether he would instead acknowledge the alternative halftime event. Well, I don't have as much time to talk this week, unfortunately, but I would have this much to say. I hope and my prayer is that they do get this Turning Point USA show done, confirmed. I hope it's all that we've hoped it would be. I hope that we put Bad Bunny in his place. I hope he gets booed off the stage. And I hope that the NFL and the people who organize the big game finally realize that Americans want real American entertainment, not a guy in a pink dress doing crazy, stupid stuff on a stage. For what? Nothing. Let's put some real good, wholesome entertainment. If you're with me, let me know. BarTalkHappyHour.com. I want to hear from you. Our feature artist this week. Otter this week. No, not an otter, but he's a cool dude. James Hollingsworth is based on a true story. His brand new song here. James Hollingsworth is a Texas-based artist whose powerful, soulful style blends Texas swing, blues, and modern influences with 8 years of classical and jazz training. What? He's a honky-tonk dude doing jazz and classical. How? What the heck? You got to check this out. This is going to be a cool song. But yeah, he's been doing events like the Houston Livestock Show, South Texas Fair, along with regular radio features in Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah, we've had him. We've had James on the show. And yeah, we got a lot more coming up on the show this week. You guys are really going to like it. I'm hoping next week to have some more details about Turning Point USA. I promise you guys, if I hear any more about it, I will let you know. I promise you, I swear I will. You can let us know how excited you are, bartalkhappyhour.com. Right now, we got James Hollingsworth on deck. We'll have your good news of the week, your concerts, our final thoughts all coming up. But let's check out James's brand new song called Based on a True Story, and you're hearing it right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here's your Bar Talk Happy Hour good news of the week.
Law enforcement in Florida faced an unusual kind of call this week, one that slithered in and turned into a 9-foot-long surprise. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to a home where residents discovered a massive boa constrictor, and body camera video shows the officer carefully untangling the snake and lifting it away from a doorway. Officials say the non-venomous constrictor was safely removed and turned over to wildlife experts, who are working to track down its owner and check for proper permits. Neighbors later thanked the deputy for staying calm and gentle with the animal, turning a frightening moment into a story they could laugh about and tell for years. Andy Sanchez reporting.
Have another cold one. We'll be right back with more Bar Talk Happy Hour on tap coming up right after this.
Playing some Texas and Red Dirt boot stomping classics here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. That was Gary Kyle with Warship, released back in 2021 as well or earlier. I just feel like kind of digging out some old classics today, guys. So, yeah, let's wrap this whole thing up here. I'm excited for the All-American halftime show. I hope that's a big success. But some concerts that are confirmed and that you can go to are on February 20th. You can go see Eric Church with 49 Winchester in Kansas City, Missouri. And on the 21st, Aaron Watson is going to be in Chicago, Illinois. I really do. Like I said earlier, I'm so excited for Turning Point USA. I want it to be a success. I'm happy to know that they're going to put it on their own platform, it sounds like. It's not 100% confirmed, but it looks likely. All right, guys, remember, drinking ain't the sin. Being drunk is. We love all of you. Get your butts to church on Sunday. Hope you're excited for the big game coming up. And we'll see you guys next week, all right here on your favorite radio station. It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.